It's not yet Advent, but here at Game On, we're looking ahead to those games that'll be taking up room under Christmas trees this holiday season. I'm Adam Rosser, and my elf helper for tonight is Andy Robertson, Wired UK's geek dad, and the man behind GamePeople.co.uk.
Hi Adam, how's it going?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
And how is Exeter?
Oh, dark this time of night. A little bit wet, but drying out, I think.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Before we get to the main event, news of the Wii U launch in the United States. Now, Nintendo of America's president, that's Reggie Fils-Aimé, has told the news website CNET that in the week since its November 18th debut, the Wii U has sold more than 400,000 systems. Now, he said, Wii U is essentially sold out of retail, and we're doing our best to continually replenish stock. Retailers are doing their best to get the product to store shelves, but as soon as the product hits retail, they are selling out immediately. Despite constraints on supplying Wii U, it was the company's best-selling platform, accounting for one-third of more than 1.2 million pieces of Nintendo hardware that US customers purchased last week. But here's the weird thing, though. The original Wii, which Nintendo has recently said it will not be putting any more projects into development for, was next on the list with 300,000 systems sold. Meanwhile, the 3DS was being outsold by the original DS, 250,000 to 275,000 units. Now, Andy, this is a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is weird.
we've got the new Wii with the old Wii performing really well underneath it. And we've got the new DS being outsold by the old DS. I mean, this is odd, isn't it? Is this recession gaming in action?
Well, I think it shows you that people do sort of run to more budget titles when the budget is tight, but also just the popularity of those original consoles and handhelds. You know, they're still really great games on them, and they're still a really sort of popular choice.
And for some people, they are enough of a device to be going on with, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Nintendo, the focus has never been on graphics, sound, sort of high definition. And potentially that's going to be a tension for them as they try and now move people on to something with better graphics and sort of saying it's about more than just gameplay. We want the visuals as well.
Mm. But they're not going to sort of cut the legs out from underneath themselves and sort of scale back on production or start to try and starve the market, are they, do you think?
Well, they've just announced the Wii Mini, haven't they, in Canada? So I think that probably reflects they want that to carry on selling, but they also want it to be seen as the first step towards the proper console now, which is the Wii U.
Yeah, baby steps to getting you onto the hard stuff. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
well, it's going to be interesting to see if Europe follows suit in that sort of sales profile when the console launches here on Friday. Andy Robertson, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.